Well, the most improved team in the competition this year has been the Gold Coast Suns. They've had an outstanding year. Bit of a blip on the radar last week against the Crows, but Luke Russell's been one of the stars. G'day, Luke. Well done, mate, on your season. You must be wrapped.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, it's been a good season so far, mate. Everything's gone really well for us, and hopefully, you know, we can continue on improving. And still a lot of football to be played, obviously, but I think, you know, we're pretty happy at the moment. So, yeah.
You had your chances against the Crows at different stages. Always difficult to play away from home, but tell us about the wash-up from Saturday. What came out and what, what came out in the review?
Well, I think the main thing in review was our lack of intensity, I suppose. We didn't match theirs most of the game. Credit to Adelaide, they played really well, and we just seemed to be on the back foot a bit at times during the game. I think they got off to a pretty good start. We were always chasing. We always got really close. But then we just couldn't really get in front and try and kick them goals with a kick away. And Adelaide did that in the last. And unfortunately, we just couldn't go with them. And, yeah, you know, it was a tough game. I think we learned a fair bit from it, which was good.
Lukey, you've been in the system for 3 years now. Just your revolution as a player. Are you happy where you're at currently?
Yeah, it's been very challenging, mate, my first 3 years. But at the moment, yeah, I'm liking it up here. And it's been good to play some consistent football myself. But as a team, firstly, you know, we're... been good to really win them games. You know, the first couple of years we've been struggling a bit, and obviously haven't won many, and it's been good this year to win seven, you know, and hopefully we can win a few more during the year. But yeah, I'm very happy up here.
What's been the first and foremost the biggest challenge as a young player coming into an AFL system at a young age, thin body? Now you're 3 years in, what's been the biggest challenge to get right?
Biggest challenge for me personally was the consistency, I suppose, to play at this level. I've been in the other side a lot over 3 years, and I think just finding, you know, that to go to that next level, to play at this level, obviously, you know, you have to do everything right, and you have to do all the recovery and stuff right. And when I've been in the team, you know, I've been trying to play consistent football and play the team roles, and sometimes I've had to come out of the team at times, and coming in and out's been a bit frustrating. But I think now, you know, I've been consistent enough to stay in the team, so I think that's been one of my biggest challenges so far.
And just on the back of that comment, Luke, do you understand why the coaches see it their way as opposed to a young player who's trying to kickstart his career wanting games of footy, but do you understand the decision of the coaching staff to maybe put you in and out of the team?
Yeah, I do understand, mate. It's very competitive up here, and obviously we've got a lot of talent, but they've spoke to me a lot, and they've been really good with my sort of transition into the AFL. When I go back to the reserves level, they really give me things to focus on, and when I come back in, you know, my goal is always to stay in the team, and which is always good to have that bit of pressure there, but hopefully soon I can just cement my spot.
Can you tell us about the influence of Malcolm Blight, Luke, on the group?
Yeah, Blight, he's a great man, Blighty. He's good. He's always around. He's always good to chat to. He sits in on all the meetings, and, you know, I've been playing a lot of forward, and he's always been up there a lot this year in the forward meetings. And, yeah, he's just really good to have around. He's good for someone to talk to as that sort of mentor. You know, he's helped me out personally with my goal kicking. He comes out in the track and gives me a few tips, and that's just what he does. He's really good to have around.
Do you understand him every time, Luke?
Not all the time, mate.
He's a beauty, though, isn't he?
He likes talking about his goals and what he did back in his time.
He was pretty good at it.
Yeah, he's very good at it, but no, he's good for a laugh as well, mate, which is good.
The next time you see him, just ask him whether he was a good cricketer or not.
Yeah, no, I will, mate. I'm pretty sure he would tell me he was.
Yeah, well,
I'm surprised he hasn't already told you, Luke.
He's got a couple. Yeah. He's got a couple of good stories there. You'll love it. You'll love it.
Yeah, mate, I'll definitely ask.
Talk about influence on the group. Just give us a snapshot what Gary Ablett's like behind closed doors.
Yeah, mate. I think most people around the AFL know what he's like, and inside, I get a close up of what he's like every day, and he's a very professional person, and he's real humble. You know, He's just always there to talk to as well. Like, even when you're done and if you're not playing great football, he's always there, and he'll come and chat to you and just say, mate, you just got to back yourself in. And I think he's really good to have around, and what he does out there is crazy. So he's an awesome person.
It just appears to me, an outsider looking in, Luke, you can see Jaeger O'Meara, the way he's going about his footy, David Swallow, Dion
yep.
Prestia, these guys through the middle of the ground, they just seem to be attached to Gary's hip because of the way he goes about it. Now, that's filtering down to these next generation of stars. Once you set a standard, it's hard to walk away from it.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm lucky enough to live with Jaeger as well, and he goes about it all the right ways, only second year, but he's a real professional kid, and and Dave as well, you know, and Dion, like you said, they're all really, you know, taking this responsibility as well. I think we've all grown up so far in the third year now, or fourth year, sorry, and they're really taking on the game. I think they really know where they belong in the game too. You know, they're right up there with the best players in the game.
Look, we hear it a lot that players and coaches and clubs take 1 week at a time, but I just want to talk about the next 5 weeks. You've got the Swans, yep. West Coast, Geelong, Hawthorn and Collingwood. It's a massive 5 weeks for your club. If you can sneak a couple of wins through that period, there's a real possibility and a big chance you'll play finals football. Have you spoken longer term, month by month type basis in terms of looking forward to this really hard batch of games that you've got?
Yeah, we have as a club. We spoke about these next five or six weeks. Coming off our last five games that we won, after that we had a big meeting. We're like, boys, just, you know, it's only going to get harder now, and I think we all know where we're at. We're a complacent bunch of boys, and we know the challenges ahead. And on the weekend, we got our first real challenge against Adelaide in front of their big crowd, which was tough. And now we play this Sunday against Sydney. You know, they know how good they are. And I think, you know, we believe we can win games of football. I think that's what every club wants to believe. And, you know, I think we're going to take them on, and we're going to try and win every game as we can. But obviously, we're going to learn something if we can't get it done. But I think we're all really excited for the challenges ahead.
Are you expecting Trent McKenzie and Danny Stanley to play on the back of their shoulder complaints?
Yeah, I think I spoke to, well, they were at the club yesterday, and I think they're moving all right. We're going to give them the best chance we can. I think we've got until Sunday, and I think they'll be right to get up.
Harley Bunnell, will he play?
I'm hoping he plays, mate. He's a very good player, but I think with Harley, yeah, he's had a few issues already this year with his calf, so I don't know. He looked well yesterday, but yeah, it's one of those things he doesn't want to rush, he said, but hopefully he's back, yeah.
And I reckon one of the most important players you got, particularly at the back end, is Rory Thompson. Is he a chance to claim his spot?
Yeah, hopefully, mate. I think there's a few boys that, yeah, we can get back in this week. I think Rory's wrist is been run up in a bit, so I think he's in that same boat as Harley. I don't know if he should risk it at the moment, but he could get it right for the next weeks to come.
Hey, mate, how do you enjoy living on the Gold Coast? It's a bit of a change from the weather in Tassie.
Yeah, it's a big change, mate. My first year was really challenging for the weather. I think I've settled in though, mate, and we've got a great bunch of guys up here, and it's a really good lifestyle. You know, we live right near the beach, and you know, the weather's always nice, so it's really good.
And I suppose being close to the beach, I mean, it's just a completely different lifestyle to one you've been used to, I suppose, growing up as a kid.
Yeah, definitely, mate. You know, in winter I was always rugging up back in Tassie, but now you can still get away with singlets and shorts and stuff. So it's a massive difference. My parents can't really hack it up here at the moment. They don't come up there much. It's a bit too hot for them, but but they come to Melbourne when they can, which is good.
Talking about Tassie, young Cade Colo-Jasny looks a player too, doesn't he, Luke?
Yeah, he does, mate. He's really coming to this level and just looks really comfortable. So he's really, really going to be important for us this year as well.
Good work, mate. Sounds like you're really enjoying it, embracing what league footy's all about, and you're playing really good footy at the moment. Keep it up.
Nah, thanks, guys.
Good on you, Luke. Luke Russell joining us there.